This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. College admissions officers say that more high school seniors than usual are writing their college essays about financial issues, everything from living through foreclosure to seeing parents getting laid off. Ron Lieber is the Your Money columnist for the New York Times. This week, he invited college applicants to send some of their finance-related essays to the paper. Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Could you give us a sense of these essays? What stands out for you?
Sure. Well, we've gotten a couple dozen already, and I was expecting a lot of essays about class and discovering what it really means to be wealthy or what it really means to be poor. And we got some of those, and some of them were better than others. But the ones that have stuck out so far are ones that are actually about what it means to work and also what it means not to work. There was an interesting essay that came from Massachusetts from a young man who struggled and ultimately failed to find work for himself. And it was about what that meant, you know, for his daily life, but also what he did to, in effect, invent a job of his own to try and bring in some income. And I thought that was really effective.
You know, I just went through this college application process with my son last year. I have to say I love my son to death, and he's perfect, of course. But he was a 17-year-old boy, and coming up with something important and self-reflective and life-changing to write about, that is a challenge.
These essays are very hard to write. And, you know, when you're seeking out topics, you know, one of the things you want to do is you want to be strategic. They want to hear real life stories from the trenches, from people who have lived them, and they want to know what it meant to you and how it changed your life.
It's rather a risk to write about something as mundane as family finances, the lack of them, or how you make your money.
So I would try and make the case that the money is actually the opposite of mundane. While it is something that we all touch and deal with each day, there are very few people who talk about it honestly, who think about it openly, and have the courage to address it head on, because we all think about it all the time, but we've been shamed into thinking that it's something that you don't really talk about in polite mixed company, and that it's risky in some way, shape, or form. But in fact, again, you know, these admissions officers, they're looking for authenticity. They want to hear you speak honestly about things that are important. And so when you're looking for the perfect topic, it would seem to me that money would be near the top of the list, not near the bottom.
Right. It's taboo. Do you remember what you wrote about in your application essay?
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was an application for Amherst College, early decision. I did get in. I wrote about a television commercial for waste management. The sort of header at the top of the commercial was, "A man is what a man does." And it was about this garbage man who had driven 30 years without ever having an accident, safely picking up the garbage all the while. And I was right in the midst of this sort of existential struggle of whether I, you know, still wanted to be a pediatrician with Dr. Ron license plates on my Volvo. I'd realized after not doing very well in science that that really probably wasn't what I was going to be. And this whole idea of a man is what a man does, and a man can do anything or a woman can do anything and be considered successful was something that was really moving to me as a 17-year-old senior in high school.
Well, I can see how that worked out for you. And I'm curious to see how well these applicants do with their financial essays. Maybe we can check back with you in the spring.
That would be great.
Ron Lieber writes the Your Money column for the New York Times. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks for having me.
And if you'd like more information about where to submit your essay or where your son or daughter can submit their essay, go to marketplace.org.